Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Friday edition. Stan Finger will be our guest for five questions coming up at 5:40.
So a weather guy.
It's interesting that we've got Stan Finger. Fingers, there's five of them. We got five questions at 5:40.
What?
How about that?
Okay.
Do that math.
I don't think I can.
All right. We have Jordan and Jeff. Not this Jeff, but a different Jeff. In to play in the World Series of Faceoff. Jordan, is this Jordan Bodick?
It is.
Jordan, congratulations on getting in. You got a tough opponent, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. I'm curious to see how this is going to go. We've got the PGA Championship underway at Bethpage Black right now, just outside of New York City. So my question is, Tommy, as we get the music rolling, name winners of the PGA Championship since 1990. Just name a golfer who's won the PGA Championship in the last 28 years. Jordan, go.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods has won multiple championships. Three, I believe. Jeff, you're next.
How about Phil Mickelson?
Phil Mickelson won in 2005. Jordan.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth has not won the PGA Championship. He needs this one to get his Triple Crown, or what do they call
Grand
it?
Slam.
Grand Slam of events. But he has not secured a PGA Championship. Jeff?
How about Bubba Watson?
Who was Bubba Watson? Was that who you
yes.
said? Bubba Watson is not correct. We are tied at one as we go to round three. What golfers have won PGA Championship titles since 1990? Jordan?
Go with Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy has done it twice in 2012 and again in 2014. Jeff? 5 seconds, Fred Jeff.
Fred Couples.
Who?
Fred Couples.
Fred Coupleton?
That's what I thought.
I thought that, I think you said Fred Coupleton, and then I asked you to clarify, and you said Fred Cup. So Fred Couples is not correct. I apologize for that. So we go to round four. Jordan with a 2-1 lead. Jordan?
I'll go with Jason Day.
Jason Day won it in 2015. Jeff, you are gasping for air to stay alive right now.
I'm not gasping.
5 seconds.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin
is
Johnson.
Someone telling him answers? What's going
right,
on over there?
What's going on there? Jeff, are you with somebody?
Yeah, I'm trying to go fishing, bud. What's that?
We're sending the police to your residence right now. You have outright cheated, but you lose anyway. Jordan, congratulations. You move
right,
on
in
the World Series of Faceoff. What was that with Jeff?
They said he was trying to fish, bud.
He's trying to fish? So he's out there with a line in the water playing World Series of Faceoff.
Yeah, why not?
And giving us Fred Couples.
Fred Couples.
I could have sworn that's what he
sounded
said.
Like
maybe
it.
Not. Here are the winners that weren't mentioned since 1990. Wayne Grady, John Daly, Nick Price, Paul Azinger, Steve Elkington, Mark Brooks, Davis Love III, Vijay Singh, David Toms, Rich Beam, the most unlikely winner of all, Shawn Michael.
Heartbreak Kid.
Patrick Harrington, Yang Yong-un. He won it at the Hazeltine in 2009. Martin Keimer, Keegan Bradley, Jason Duffner, Jimmy Walker, Justin Thomas, and last year, the defending champ, you know who that is.
Brooks.
How'd you know? You saw it.
What do you mean?
You saw it.
He was one over. I looked at the results earlier.
Last year, of course, at Belle Reve Country Club just outside of St. Louis. So right now, my golfers are faring very well. Now, that was also the case at the Masters. And another one of my golfers, Francisco Molinari, gets to even par.
Plus, you're only taking the top six, so Duda's 11 under is going to carry more weight when it's the top six as opposed to all 10 golfers.
Well, Duda's in the driver's seat, but I'm right there with him.
But you're not going to be once you take out the final four guys.
Yeah, but my final four guys are all not that good.
What are his top six right now?
Well, I did this an hour and 20 minutes ago, so I can't give you an accurate assessment. Now, here's a kid. Who was that was minus six? And he's not on anybody's roster. Matt Wallace, nobody picked him. But I've got two of the top five and five of the top ten. How do you feel about that
now? Well, you did a decent job picking.
Right now. Now, we've got a long, long way to go in this golf tournament.
Could LeBritt still work his way into the mix?
No. That was a
terrible. He finished one under today. It's not like.
That was a terrible.
It's not like he's out
there.
Here's
my guy, Justin Rose. Oh, what a shot. Uh-oh, he doesn't like that
shot. By the way, the aforementioned Sean McKeel, 14 over today.
I did mention to my wife that I bought tickets for Sunday's matinee performance of the Carole King musical down at Century 2. She has not responded. What could that
possibly
mean?
She must be out working.
What could that possibly mean?
She hasn't seen your text yet. That's the only thing.
No, she knew it because she texted me, and here's what she said. She said, when? Carole King? And I think she thinks we're going to go see Carole King.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to see the musical of her music. And again, people are raving about it.
I bet it'll be a good time.
So I bought tickets. I plunked down the money.
$170.
You're darn
plus
right.
Plus fees and taxes.
You're darn right. And Sunday, I'm going to be excited to go. Now, I'm just trying to make sure I got nothing else planned for Sunday. I don't think I do.
Well, I hope not.
I don't think she does, but I'd sure like to hear from her. If you're around my wife right now, could you ask her if Sunday works for her?
I bought 5 pairs of shoes today.
5 pairs of shoes. Why do you need 5 pairs of shoes?
I haven't bought shoes in 4 years.
5 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Well, that just seems excessive to me.
Well.
Now, do you have to kind of bounce that off Shannon?
Yeah, but it's because I did some work for the Wichita Business Journal and getting a little extra side, you know, venture.
And you're spending it on shoes.
Yeah, I have literally, look at these shoes. You know I've been wearing these forever.
Well,
they're comfortable, but I haven't bought shoes in years.
What kind? Nikes?
Of course.
So all bought them online?
Yes.
Uh-oh, here's a text. Oh, that's... my friend Chad says, my wife saw it on Broadway and here, says this was as good as on Broadway.
Your friend Chad?
My friend Chad.
All right.
I have a lot of friends. Have you noticed that? Have you picked up on that?
I haven't. I didn't know.
I mean, really.
I didn't know you had any friends named Chad.
See? I'll bet I get... it's just remarkable to me how many people have become my friends over the years.
It's amazing. Was that Chad on Twitter? You just said he's your friend because you misspoke, or...
No. I don't know Chad on Twitter.
Well, isn't that... Did you really get a text from someone named Chad?
Sure I did.
Or was it a tweet that I could now go find?
No, it was a text.
Oh, okay, well, good.
Which I appreciate. I like people reaching out during the show. I like feedback, good and bad.
Can we play a little Who Sang It?
Okay with it.
Since we got some time.
You understand what I'm... Do we have the Derby baseball coach?
He hasn't texted back.
At 525. Now, I got a bone to pick with him.
Why?
Not necessarily a bone to pick, but I got a challenge to issue. The 6A state tournament is next week in Lawrence. Thursday, first round, Derby versus Campus.
Correct. Big one.
Now, I want to tell you something. Campus is outstanding, And I have great respect for campus. We had their coach on a week ago today with Chris Davis, who obviously is a dear friend of both of ours, the boys basketball coach at campus. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not in the business as a Derby guy of losing to campus.
Yeah, but you won't be upset if campus wins either.
I guarantee you that in my high school career, I don't remember losing to the Colts.
Well, they've gotten a lot better since then. They're 20-2 or something like that.
I'm talking about
that's a really good record.
Basketball, football, they had to beat us in basketball. We were terrible.
Of course.
But football for sure, and I know we swept them, and they had a good baseball team in my day. You want to know a couple of their names?
I do.
Rod Deffenbaugh.
What's
John
he up to?
Brockelman. Some guy, God, Richardson. Very good baseball players.
Oh, well, sounds like it.
I'm reliving another.
Doffenbach.
Deffenbaugh.
Deffenbaugh.
I'm
sorry.
Reliving 46 years ago because I know how
I
much you love it.
I don't know any players that I played against. I mean, a few that were like friends, but if you ask me who was on the Capen roster, I don't know. Frank Melichnik.
But we always knew these guys because we always played in the summer against them.
I get you. And so, I guess there are some players like that. Yeah, I can name some players.
So the South guy, well, we didn't like South. Derby and South clashed in baseball. But one of the very best players I ever played against was a South guy named Blake Schreck.
Schreck?
Yes.
Tommy, get some audio of Schreck.
No, it's not like it's not spelled like that.
But it's the same. It's probably got a C in it.
Schreck.
Yeah, close enough.
The guy could hit.
Oh yeah, he was humongous.
Am I going to be the old guy that has these vivid memories of my youth, but can't remember anything else?
You crazy
is that
Schreck?
No, really, is that where I'm going? That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
At JLutz82, if it's funny, I need some positive feedback.
Give Jeff. Has anybody texted or tweeted you about
so sensitive, Bobby? No,
yeah.
I haven't.
Nobody's done that?
Thank goodness.
Please do. And have you unblocked the guy that did it yet?
No, and that's going to be a while. First of all, I don't know how, and I'm not
ready. You just hit unblock.
I don't know his Twitter handle.
Do you want to unblock him? Are you at a point already where you've cooled down enough to unblock this guy?
I have a dirty secret to tell. I blocked somebody else.
Today?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Wasn't in the mood. 29,000 tweets, and you don't tweet very often, huh? Block.
But it's a valid.
Yeah, but I used this for covering games at the Eagle for 10 years.
You've got 29,000 tweets. I've got 26,200 tweets.
Yeah, and I've been using it longer, and I did it for work for a long time. Go back to my early tweets. They were all about games that I was at.
I used to tweet about games. I hardly ever get. In fact, there will be a day, folks, that I'm done with Twitter.
In fact, find any of my 20.
How about we both just drop
sign
Twitter
off?
How about
but,
we?
But then how would people see pictures of Nettie Harris?
The thing about Twitter that I like is some of the folks I follow. It's the people that follow me that sometimes
that can get on your nerves.
Get on our nerves.
Yeah.
I also appreciate them following me. Out of the number of people following me, 99% are wonderful.
Of course. And they're silent.
What do you mean they're silent?
They don't say anything to you. They just
either
enjoy your content or don't and just get on with their lives.
There are many, many more peaceful people out there just wanting to get through the day than there are people who tweet you to anger you.
Right.
But when they know they can anger you, oh, baby, look out. Here they come.
Do you want to anger someone?
To get the notoriety that this guy got today, of course.
Probably wasn't even listening.
That's his decision. You either listen or you don't. You can tweet us or you don't. You can text me or you don't. It's okay. Whatever happens. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm good with that now. But I don't like being called Bob.
What is it about that bothers you?
I'm my own person. And I get that
I always knew this bothered
we've been
you. I always knew this bothered you.
No, it doesn't bother me like how what following in Bob's footsteps. I get every son. There are millions of sons go into the same vocation as their father. That's nothing new. I'm not ashamed of
But millions having, of sons don't.
Right. But I'm not ashamed of having written or doing what you did or anything like that. But when you call me Bob, that's irritating. Bob Jr. That's stupid to me.
Listen. You don't need a degree to get on Twitter. They'll take you. You just sign up. You don't need to do a test. You don't need to have a modicum of intelligence. They'll put you on Twitter.
Right. Anybody
so
can be on.
You got to rise above that because you supposedly do have a modicum of intelligence.
Well, supposedly.
So you can't get down in the dirt with those who either don't have intelligence or lose their ability to express their intelligence because people want to wallow.
I know. So do I sometimes, obviously.
I'm rarely in the mood anymore to wallow.
Hey.
In fact, 869-1240, I want someone to call this show and insult me and watch how I handle it.
All right.
No, seriously.
Okay. We'll see if anybody takes you up on that.
Now, I don't know.
Most people don't want to insult people. Actually, you know, Jonathan tweeted at me. My friend Jonathan, who always supports me, I'd like to hear from him. Not to insult you, but just for a little.
And I want an insult.
Emotional support.
You don't need emotional support.
I know,
this is
but
a
I
fallacy.
Still want it.
My goodness.
Maybe I like Jonathan.
Yeah, but Jonathan's a fantastic caller.
I don't.
But we don't need somebody to prop us up.
There's a 5% chance Jonathan is so supportive, just as like a parody. He doesn't mean it. But even if that's the case, I'm okay with it.
Well, you got your wish. Here's Jonathan. Jonathan,
yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Afternoon, dude. How's it going? Bob, I mean, here's the deal. You know, you're looking for an insult. You're really just looking for attention. It's just a sad situation. It's just a pathetic attempt at attention.
Thank you, Jonathan. What else do you have?
It's a weekend, and I've got a...
See how I threw Jonathan off there? Nothing. He goes right to his weekend.
Well, it is the weekend.
But that's
he's probably loving life right now. I got your back. Who's going to win Jericho versus Omega, Jonathan?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be Jericho. I mean, he's the face of the new franchise. He's got to take it.
I think so.
Jonathan, why is it that you like Jeff?
I think Jeff and I have that rare kinship on many different levels. We see things musically often the same. We have a love for Wichita baseball mascots that is
Thank
unparalleled. and what other bond besides pro wrestling could link two men like That's, us?
Exactly.
There you go.
I couldn't have said it any better.
Thanks, Jonathan, and thanks for the insult.
You're welcome. Anytime.
There you go. So do you feel better?
I did get some words of encouragement from Pastor Mike as well.
Pastor Mike? Really?
I don't know if he wanted that out on the air, but yes.
This is what you're going for now.
No, but yeah.
And did you see how I handled the insult? It just rolls off.
Yeah, but when you ask for someone to insult you, it's going to be a little easier to take.
Okay, I want somebody to call who won't insult me, but really does.
Okay.
How's that?
What if I just started insulting you? Why are you wearing your hat like that? It looks ridiculous.
There you go, because I got it tipped back a little bit.
See, I don't even want to insult anybody. You haven't done anything to deserve an insult.
I hardly ever do, really. I mean, I can be divisive. I get that. I've got a strong personality.
Heavy-handed?
I don't know about heavy-handed.
Tommy,
am I heavy-handed? Tommy, poor Tommy. He's been involved in the middle of this stuff.
It's too bad. No,
I feel bad for Max.
Well, Max is as peaceful as it gets.
Here's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Bob. I'll tell you what you are. You're rude.
There you go.
And you put Jeff down, and you squash his little mind all the time.
My little mind? What the heck? Who
well,
are you insulting
little
here?
Mind. You have a lot of knowledge, and he doesn't accept it. I don't know. You're just always fighting with him.
Michael, I thought we were tight, but that's okay. I can take it.
I know.
Thanks.
Well, you know, I enjoy your show. I think it's like Laurel and Hardy.
Well, we try, Michael. Sometimes.
You guys are a lot of fun, but try to calm down a little bit, Bob.
All right. Thank you. There's Michael shooting.
He thinks you're the unhinged one today.
There you go. What'd he call me?
Rude.
Rude. I mean, you can't get... That's worse than whatever you were called.
I was called Sensitive Bobby.
I was just called rude.
I am pretty sensitive, obviously.
Well, we're all working on our flaws, I hope.
Yeah,
my wife texts, she's looking forward to the Sunday show.
Does she know that it's not Carole King performing?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Now you've insulted my wife.
Well, I'm just wondering if you made it clear to her.
She's very clear.
Good.
So that we'll be doing that on Sunday for anybody that...
Let us know how it goes.
Aren't you tempted to maybe...
No, but I'm not going to begrudge anybody who does want to.
To maybe tag along?
Not really. Maybe we can go to dinner afterward.
Thought you might come over for the WWE Sunday
evening.
Yeah,
but you don't... Are the Griffiths coming? Are they invited?
I don't know. I haven't decided
yet. Just let them come over to my house and we'll be there.
Oh, really? That's what you're going to do?
And we'll be there for the next big one. This isn't an event that people want to see, is it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. All right, Tommy, a break. When we return, we'll play NBA Recall. The NBA season winding down. We only have a couple more opportunities to play NBA Recall. And we'll pick one of the teams that's still alive. Back in a minute, you're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.